Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online around the world, thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Have a great hour that's coming up for you guys this afternoon. We're going to kick things off by speaking to Sam Hughes. He's the lead singer of the group The Samus Theory. He's going to talk to us not only about the group's success, but also introduce new music here on our program as well. At 25 minutes past the hour, we're heading up to Massachusetts where our resident chef, Bruce Treader, he'll be giving us our Gotta Eat, Can't Cook segment of the day. And then at the bottom of the hour, I'll be speaking to director Eric Steele. He'll be here to talk to us not only about his love of being able to bring stories together, but also his brand new project that's getting a lot of attention for the Tribeca Film Festival, Kiss the Water. You definitely want to stay tuned for that to find out about what inspires him and what it's like to be able to create that conversation piece through film. As I said, it's going to be a great hour this afternoon. Glad you all could join us for it. And then to get things kicked off is Sam Hughes. Sam, good afternoon to you and welcome to the program.
Thanks. How are you?
Doing really well, man. And congratulations to you and also the other members of the Samus Theory. You know, I've been spending the past week since we scheduled this conversation really trying to get an idea not only of the group's sound, but also the response that you guys have had. And one thing that I noticed right off the bat, Sam, and I'm sure this has to make you feel good, is that you have fans literally around the world that have been staying in contact with you guys through social media, connecting with you guys that way. What has it been like for you, Sam, to not only to be able to feel good about the music you're creating, but then to have others enjoy it as well?
It's actually a pretty surreal experience. I mean, it's when you have people that you're connecting with thousands of miles away, telling you that they enjoy your music or your music's helped them in some way, and just being able to contact them or stay in contact with them, it's been a really cool experience so far, and I love meeting new people, new fans, and doing the tour thing and being able to meet all these people face-to-face. It's actually a pretty cool thing.
Yeah. Now, you guys, speaking of touring, I mean, you guys have been on the road, I mean, for quite some time. Hey, talk to us about that experience, because you guys work so hard on the music. What does it feel like when you're able to go out there and perform it live and to be able to feel that energy coming back to you during the performance?
You know, I think touring is easily one of my favorite things about being in the band. It's a pretty difficult experience. You go out there and it's not hotels every night and eating well and things like that. It's a grind, you know. You get out there and you do your thing, but it is a great time. And whenever we get to play these songs live, I mean, the energy is always pretty incredible. And I don't know, it's an experience you just kind of have to feel live, you know, there with us to get what I'm, you know, what we're about, I think.
Yeah.
But it is one of my favorite parts of it, you know, going out on tour and playing these things live.
Right, right. Well, we're going to be actually listening to some of your music here, the single Numb. It's actually from your project entitled Anonymous, and that's actually the title, entitled Anonymous. We're going to talk a little bit more about that project here in a moment, but Sam, what was it about music that first drew you to it? I mean, because I think that's the thing. For those of us who are creatives, I mean, what we do is something that we definitely were drawn to. What is it about music that said that it was going to be a part of you and you were going to be a part of it?
You know, I started out in music. My mom put me in piano lessons, so it was kind of a forced thing. But as I started getting older and I was learning more about it, I remember the moment I knew I wanted to be in a band and performing and doing music as a career was I saw a Marilyn Manson VHS tape that I snuck into my house, you know, and I was watching it, and I remember being. It made you uneasy and kind of felt a little scary, you know, and that was something where it's like music has an insane amount of power, you know.
Yeah.
It can create an environment and it can create moods and it can create all sorts of things just on top of listening, you know.
Right.
So that's really what drew me to it is the power behind it, the amount of ways that the different ways you can reach people and touch people, and not only that, but the entertainment side. You can have people come to a show, and it's a whole different world, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I can totally see that. I have no musical talent whatsoever, Sam, but I can definitely see how that would be the case because I know what it's like when you're listening to music that really draws you in. I know, and mm-hmm. So definitely, if music, you know, has that power, definitely the musicians also have that same power as well. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I have the pleasure of speaking with Sam Hughes. He's the lead singer for the Samus Theory. He's talking to us not only about what it's been like for him to share his music with all of you, but then, of course, what first drew him to music in the first place. So the group, you know, has been busy as far as promoting music. Talk to us about Entitled Anonymous, Sam. What was, you know, if there was a storyline behind the album, what would you say that storyline was?
I would say it follows a person who is seemingly normal through everyday life, but when they're given the chance to be an anonymous individual, like, you know, through the internet where they can post as whoever they want to be, this weird hatred and angry side of them comes out for no reason. And they have this deep, dark side of them, you know. And I think that's a lot about what the album is about, is just because we notice that when being in a band, you hear every bad thing flung at you about your music or as you as people from people you've never heard before, you know, just like YouTube is a prime example, you know.
Right.
You have a lot of fans who are saying good things, and then that one person comes out of nowhere and they do what's called trolling, you know, they troll the pages to get a reaction. And that to me is the most fascinating thing ever, how somebody does that and they don't even think about it. It's weird. It's kind of a part of some people.
You know, it's funny, though, that you mentioned YouTube, because one of the videos that I had the pleasure of watching yesterday, I think it was, or maybe Sunday, was a YouTube that you guys had posted where you guys were actually interacting with your fans, actually, you know, questions that have been asked, you guys were actually going through answering them. And, you know, and that actually, I think, ties into what you were just saying about that anonymous factor. Because, you know, I think all of us know what that's like, to not have people root for you for whatever
reason.
Yeah. Does messages like that, though, Sam, does that make it all worthwhile, knowing that you not only are reaching, you know, you're doing something that you love, but that you're reaching people with that as well?
Absolutely. I think honestly, good or bad, reaching people in some way and getting a reaction from somebody in some way is always a good thing. You know, it's we take the bad, we take the good. It's all feedback to us, I guess, and, you know, and it's we enjoy it.
Yeah.
Reaching everybody.
Yeah, and I think that's one thing that comes across, is that you guys do enjoy it. And I think that's the difference in the motive, I think, that goes behind what people do. And I think for you guys, I mean, music is what you love, so that is what you do. You mentioned something, and I had not actually intended on talking to you about it, but since you actually said it, I guess I can go with it from there. You mentioned the power when you were talking about Manson and, you know, and the power that music has. Has it been a easy thing for you to realize that you not only have fans, but you have people that admire you, and that kind of is part of what you project, what you put forth?
I think it's really strange to me to think that we do have people who admire us and look up to us, but I guess, you know, it comes with the territory, and we understand that, so I'm not sure how to answer that one. Yeah, I guess it's pretty surreal. I mean, everything about having somebody look up to you for, you know, as inspiration or influences, it's pretty surreal, you know, but still trying to wrap my head around it sometimes, but it's pretty awesome that we're able to do something that can inspire somebody to work towards their goal or dream or anything like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, and not to put you on the spot, Sam, but the reason I brought that up is because just as you were influenced by, you know, Manson, there will be people who will put in something by the Samus theory and will feel that same thing. And that will then be their driving force to say, if the Samus theory can do this, then I can do it too, because you're just like them. And so that's what made me kind of go in that direction to ask that, because, you know, I think it is one of those things, I don't think we do think about it, but it's amazing how we can become an inspiration to individuals without even thinking about it, just by doing what we love.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's something that, I mean, I definitely notice amongst other bands and things. You can tell when somebody's really passionate about what they're doing. It's not, oh, we have to be here, this is blah, you know, it's not that sort of attitude. You see somebody really doing what they love, and you can see they put all this work and energy into it, and it's all in a way that's, they want to do it, they want to be there. And that, you know, that in itself is inspiring, that in itself is motivating, you know, seeing somebody do that, where you go, I want to do that. I want to do that with whatever it may be that I want to do, I want to do that. You know, I wanted to have my life and career be that.
Exactly, exactly. Again, I'm speaking to the lead singer of the Samus Theory, Sam Hughes. He's talking with us about this musical journey and also what it's been like for him to be able to harness that power that music has and to be able to share that with all of you. The new album is entitled Anonymous, and the single that we're going to listen to is Numb. Sam, why don't you tell us a little bit about the single?
The song Numb is actually something I've experienced, and I think a lot of other people have experienced, where you shut yourself off emotionally, and you have somebody else who realizes that, and they latch on to you. So you're kind of catering to everything that they need or want, and it's about that moment when you come online and you realize what's happening, and you break away from that, and you kind of start living yourself again, you know.
Yeah. Well, since we have you here with us, one of the pleasures I have of doing this job is being able to ask you to introduce a single for us, Sam.
All right. This is a song called Numb by my band, The Samus Theory.
Your knees.
That was Nam from The Samus Theory here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM for our radio listeners, but online around the world, thanks to our friends at blogtalkradio.com. I've been speaking with Sam Hughes. He, of course, is the lead singer for The Samus Theory. We've been talking to him really about a little bit of everything. We talked about not only about what it's been like for him to share this gift of music with the world, but also the power that comes from the gift of music and also how it all began for him. So, Sam, when it comes to singles like Nam and also the album entitled Anonymous, what do you hope people are able to take away from the music?
It could be anything, really. I mean, I generally tend to leave my lyrics a little bit more open, not strictly. Yeah, it's not honed in and exact about one particular experience, but I try to leave them a little bit more general so people can apply them to anything, really, that's happening in their life that has a similar feel to it, you know. But I guess just listening to our music, I hope that they can take away something positive from it, you know, something that's uplifting or even venting. If they could listen to it to vent out some of that, just vent a little bit listening to it and feel better afterwards, you know.
Yeah. Well, I say that's a powerful song in itself. I think in the actual words, when will you feel again? I think that is a great question. And you're right, it can apply to so many different things, relationships, just your everyday walk in life about becoming jaded about the world. I think it's one of those things that can definitely apply. You can stay in contact with the Samus Theory all over the place. I was joking with you, Sam, before we went live here. You guys have made it very easy. Go ahead and give out the website where our listeners can stay in contact with you.
You can hit us up at www.thesamustheory.net is our official website. We've also got facebook.com/thesamustheory, twitter.com/thesamustheory, youtube.com/thesamustheory, and that is all run by the band. We answer fans, emails, comments, everything. So we love hearing from people. So log in on there, hit us up, and looking forward to hearing from some people.
All right. Well, Sam, we're going to be including the single Nam in our Monday rotation where we have our Music Mondays on the primetime edition of Conversations Live. So we definitely will be hearing more of you guys and letting our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you. How can they get the album entitled Anonymous?
If you go to our website, there's a pre-order link right on our front page there. So thesamustheory.net, and there's a link, and you just follow the instructions. You can pre-order it now. It comes out April 23rd, and when you pre-order it, you get instant downloads of two songs on the album. So
awesome. Awesome. So thesamustheory.net is where you guys can go. We'll have my producer, Jeff, put that in the liner notes for those who listen to the podcast and not joining us live, so you guys can be able just to click there and go to listen to more music. Sam, I really do appreciate the time this afternoon. I mentioned to you, if we had time, I wanted to ask you about your advice for individuals about the importance of pursuing your passion. It's one of those things, I think, that sometimes get lost. But what would you say to individuals about the importance of recognizing what their gift is and being true to that gift?
All I can say is, I mean, find out what it is that you love to do, what is it that you would be comfortable doing for the rest of your life, and go for it. And, you know, and there's that saying that you can do anything that you put your mind to, and it really does apply even if you're not particularly strong with something that you would like to do. You can still go after it. There's ways to improve on things, and it's just about hard work, how much passion you put into it, how much work you put into it, is going to show how far you can take it.
Well, I totally agree with that. Sam, I appreciate you taking out the time to be with us this afternoon. I know you guys have been busy, so it definitely means a lot to us. Again, everyone, Sam Hughes. The group is called The Samus Theory. Make sure you stay in contact with them at thesamustheory.net, and there you can find all things dealing with the band. Sam, continued success to you guys, and look forward to staying in contact with you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on.
Hey, no problem. Glad to do it. Now, for you guys who did come in, ladies, on the radio side, because I know it's drop time for our radio listeners, but online as well, don't worry, you can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air here by going to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Now, for those who are joining us online and you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. And though our radio listeners will be joining us for the entire hour, I hope, our online listeners can actually get the link to this conversation about 5 minutes after this segment ends. Just head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. I actually did you guys a favor, and I tagged both the Samus Theory on Facebook and Twitter, so you'll be able just to click on that link. You can listen to the show and also click on the hyperlinks there and go to their Facebook and Twitter pages as well. Again, for the website, my producer Jeff has put that in the liner notes, but it's thesamustheory.net is where you guys can go to pre-order, of course, the album. And as Sam mentions, when you do that, you can get those two downloads there. So make sure you take advantage of that. I'm going to take a break here on the radio side. Remember, at 25 minutes past the hour, our resident chef Bruce Cheddar will be here with our Gotta Eat, Can't Cook segment of the day. You're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio at 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com.